tsinela. Kaya makulat, mabili ka ng tsinela. Upos ang asgas-gas, baka matigas. Pagluma kong tsinela, pagluma kong tsinela, pagluma kong tsinela, pagluma kong tsinela. Sabay pinalabas sa grocery, maglas na tig may balbas. Mukha raw takas, mukhang mandurugas.
Some people love shoes of different kinds. Some people love afternoons for the way the moon shines. Some people love sleeping as I do too. That's why I ask myself, what is with you? Is there something wrong with the way I speak? Do you even see me? I pass you on the street. Just poke my eyes until I can't see. Because I just can't get why you love to hate me. When I wake up, you're the first thing on my mind. Come to think of it every time I'm dreaming of you. It takes a cold shower, or maybe two, so that I can clear my head of its thoughts of you. Is there something wrong with the way I speak? Do you even see me when I pass you on the street? I'll close my eyes and just go to sleep. Even though in my dreams you still love to hate me. Crazy, I just don't care. I'll never quit it, so you better beware. I'm stuck to you like glue until you tell me it's alright to watch you ride until I die.
Thank you. Saturday only on 104.6 Planet FM. And yes, it's another Saturday dito po sa Tinig Pinoy. Magandang hapon po mga kababayan. At sana po ay inabutan ko kayo na kumakain at nasasarapan sa mga tanghalian po ninyo. O kaya naman ay kung nagtatrabaho po kayo ay naabutan ko kayo ng medyo cool na cool pa rin kayo kahit na kayo ha ay kailangan mag-work for this weekend. And yes, isang, you know, hapon po na punong-puno na naman po ng chika at magagandang awitin. Kung napansin niyo po ang aking mga sinimulan dahil parang feeling retro ako. Kahit na po bagong taon, parang sabi ko, meron akong mga songs na parang gusto kong pakinggan on a day like this. And gusto syempre i-share sa inyo yung mga classic na songs, mga feel-good songs, and chill-chill lang po na mga songs, di po ba? Kaya naman, if you're going to be doing really, really, you know, something na hindi nyo po gustong gawin ngayong araw, pakinggan nyo po lahat ng mga awitin. Kasi marirecall nyo po yung magagandang songs na probably hindi nyo po na naririnig for some time. And meron pong mga song din po akong ni-line up from, let's say, Cinderella, from Tito Mina, from Eraserheads. Meron din po akong mga parokya. Meron po akong, napanggin nyo naman may mga parokya ako. And mga True Fate. Meron po akong mga, ano pa bang ni-line up natin? Meron din po akong, I think yung si, yung si Bamboo. Yun, si Bamboo. Kaya naman po, sa hapon na to, at lalo na po ay medyo nag-change na po yung weather na naman natin. Kasi na naman po matapos ang summer natin. So, if I were you, I will actually try and make the most of the remaining month, which is Feb. Kasi ilang panahon na lang, imagine nyo, ang bilis ng araw, 21 na po ngayon. So, ilang araw na lang, February na naman. At looking forward po tayo, syempre, sa long weekend. At looking forward tayo dahil magkasunod na long weekend. Pagkatapos niyan, March, April na po natin ma-enjoy ulit yung long weekend kasi nga April being Holy Week. Tapos sunod-sunod na po yan, napakabilis na po talaga ng araw. Kaya ako, naisip ko lang po, ano po ba yung, kasi nag-start na po yung taong 2017 eh. Kayo po ba yung mga taong nagbabago yung taon eh, nag-New Year's resolution? Like I mentioned last time, I believe, I did mention. Ako po, hindi ako masyado nagre-resolution, pero if I try and, you know, think about it, yung mga bagay po na na dapat kong baguhin, eh, talaga naman pong kinoconsider ko. For example, dati po ako palagi kunaring late. Kunwari, pagdating dito, lagi ako late. Pasensya na po kayo. Kasi minsan hindi po natin maiiwasan. Lalo na, like, you know, na-feel nyo po ba yun? Na dati-rati, siguro mga 2-3 years ago, hindi po nagta-traffic masyado ng Saturday. Ang sarap-sarap mag-drive kahit na medyo, alam mo yon, last minute ka nag-isip na mag-umalis or you wanna go and be in a place. Sasabihin mo lang sa sarili mo, 10 minutes, ay, kaya ko to. 15 minutes, ay, kaya ko pa rin to. Pero ngayon po, hindi na po ubra yan. Hindi na po tayo nakaka-andar, lalo na po sa motorway ng mabilis, diba? Eh, it's, I think it just proves, you know, dumadami na po sasakyan. Nagiging very crowded na po yung Auckland. At, ano pa po ang analysis dyan? Marami po talaga siguro sa pag Saturday gusto mag-chill. Hindi lang po tayo. Eh ako naman po eh natutuwa lang naman ako dahil well it takes me at least it's not bad at 30 minutes to get here from where I live. Pero kung talagang wala po masyadong traffic, naku, kaya ko po ng 20 minutes lang. Pero kung nagmamadali talaga ako at hoping na walang humahabol sa aking barak. Yan ang iniiwasan natin. Mahabol tayo ng mga pulis, lalo na po, bagong taon. Siyempre, malinis na malinis ang record natin, no? Yung wala tayong demerits. Gusto natin i-maintain yan. Pero, ano nga po bang ginagawa nyo for your New Year's resolution? If you have one. Or if you make two. New Year's resolution. Ako wala masyado eh. So kung kunari po, sabihin natin, yung pagre-review po ba ng taon o pag na New Year's resolution eh, talaga po bang kayo po ay dedicated dyan? Para sa akin po, meron ako kasing nabasa and I want to share this with you. This is actually lifted from the lifehack.org na page. And sabi nila yung there's 5 ways you can actually start the year off right. And how do you do that? Ano po ba yung 5 steps? Sabi nila dito sa ano nila, sa page nila. Kailan na po we do a yearly review? So, for example, tatanungin natin sa sarili natin, what went well? What accomplishments did I have? How did I improve my life? How did I improve my relationships? What did I remove from my life that is now making me happier? Yung ganon tipo po. So, isa pa hong ano yung, what do I wish I had taken more time off? So sabi, yung questions daw po nito, we have to ponder. And I think ang recommendations was to write it in a journal. Tapos, para kumbaga sa, ano, kumbaga sa time capsule, it you can refer back para sa future. So, year on, yung answer po daw will be very enlightening. Kaya, siguro ma-avoid natin yung mga things you know, made us stressed, that made us unhappy, or ano yung mga bad, let's say bad things na dapat mong baguhin. At maganda rin daw po na, yun nga, syempre kahit naman po para rin yung ano eh, kahit ano pong gawin mo sa pagsasanay, sa isang usual na ano, ay i-take on natin yung tinatawag nga po na yearly review, which is I think a very good recommendation or tip or trick, I don't know. Pero sa pangalawa po nilang you know, top 5 na tip para po mag-start daw po ang year right, finish what you started. Yan. Marami po nag-fail dyan. For example, nag-isip po tayo ng plano. Wala pong follow through. puro plano, plano, plano. Walang action, action, action. Ay, yung mga projects na po na naisip natin, you know, it won't progress. It will just, you know, be lying around there. Way our minds, nandyan siya, nakaupo siya, spend hours thinking daw po about something na kung tutuusin, it'll only take some minutes or maybe a week to just do it and cross it off your list. At saka, it could give yourself a fresh start, di ba? So, ako, nakaka-relate po ako dyan eh. Kasi talagang pag hindi ko po natapos ang isang gusto kong gawin, hindi po ako nakakatulog. At kahit na po sino siguro na maraming proyekto na puro unfinished, ay marami akong kilala pong ganun. And marami rin po nagre-reklamo ng mga tao about, you know, knowing probably their friend, their partners, their, you know, family member who actually just have these projects lying around and never finishes it. So, maganda po talaga. Stick po tayo. Pag nagplano, tuloy. Pag nagplano, gawin. Katulad yan, nag-iisip tayo magplanong umakyat ng Ranggitoto. Plano yan, pero gagawin ko po yan. Hindi ko lang po alam kung matutuloy, pero pipilitin ko po tuloy yan. Anyway, number three, be realistic daw po. Kasi maganda raw po nagdi-dream. It's really highly recommended if you want to accomplish some improvements in your life. But be realistic. Yan po ang tip. As much as you may want something, it's very likely you don't really believe you can have it or you can do it. Or you can, so sabi, take your dream and start breaking it down into milestones. If you want to work from home, ano po yung mga steps daw na kailangan to take? And break those steps down further so you can create a game plan. And syempre, start working po towards that goal, di po ba? Kasi ang problema po is kung hindi po nangyayari yun, hindi po nyo nagagawa yung, sabi ko nga, yung plan, at hindi rin realistic. For example, sabi mo, gusto kong akitin yung Mount Cook o yung Himalayas. Eh, alam mo namang nagtatrabaho ka pa, wala ka namang enough vacation or may maliit ka pang anak. Eh, syempre, hindi naman po realistic yan. So, kung mga realistic lang po yung plans daw, ay most likely po kaya po talagang gawin at i-accomplish. Number four, focus on what you really want. Speaking of dreams, syempre, we have to ask ourselves, what our dreams really look like? So, ano yung ginagawa mo sa dream mo? How are you living daw? Who is in the dream with you? What does a typical day entail? So, ito mga questions daw po na ito. Ito po yung makakapag-define ng lifestyle mo. For example, if you see yourself daw po relaxing by the fire with a good book and a cup of tea, ask yourself daw po, why are you not actually spending more time that way now? Anong nakakapag-delay na gawin mo yun? What are the things na nandyan po sa inyong hapag o sa lap na hindi nyo po magawa ngayon to? And if you think that you want is more money, keep digging at the response. What do you do para magkaroon ka ng money? And would you travel or volunteer or live simply and quietly away from it all? Yun po yung mga questions daw. We often think that money is an end goal, that we really are just stuck in a rut. And we think we can't do or we can't have what we really want unless we have more money. Challenge the idea and dig to find those things that you really want and aim to pursue them now. Alam ko po marami po sa atin, yan po, common po ang problem ng pera, right? So, everybody's thinking about ano ang tante is, syempre, magagawa natin ng mga bagay-bagay pag may pera. Pero, sa totoo lang po, yung mga simple pleasures, like, well, like I said, sabi nga ng lifehack.org, iba-iba po ang priorities natin, iba-iba pong style natin, iba po po ang mga lifestyle. So, kung gusto mo talaga yung simple lang at walang masyado pong hassle, eh, talagang kailangan mong gawin lang yung ganong, you know, lifestyle na masaya ka na, nasa ano ka lang, may dala kang blanket, maglatag ka ng blanket sa park, sa reserves, sa Cornwall, sa Mission Bay, may dala kang basket, may dala kang cheese, wine, strawberries, crackers, cheese. Ayos ka na. Yung hindi yun talagang lavish. Masaya ka. I think yun po yung sinasabing perfect, perfect, di ba? Kaya po, yan yung mga tip na sinasabi ko sa inyo na kailangan natin pong assess natin to start the year right. Do a yearly review, number one. Number two, finish what you started. Number three, be realistic. Number four, focus on what you really want. And number five, put yourself at top of the list. Syempre, kasi po, sa lahat po ng gagawin natin, we really can't help others until we help ourselves. So taking care of ourselves, striving to reach our own goals, will make us a better person, a better friend, a better spouse, a better child, a better parent. So yung mga examples natin will have a great impact on those people around us than anything we might say. And taking care, yung ating pong sariling health and well-being means you'll be around longer for your loved ones too. So be sure to make time for yourself each day to work towards your goal or to attain the lifestyle you want. Share kung ano man po ang plano nyo and share po ang magandang nangyayari sa inyo. Because then, makikita ng mga tao, nakita nila, uy, na-achieve mo yung goal mo, uy, yung plano mo, nagawa mo. And you will become an inspiration to others. That is the best thing. So, with that, yan. Yan ang sinasabi ko eh. Gusto ko pong pangarap ko yun eh, na magkaroon ng ganong ano rin. With that, dapat meron lang po kayong kaakibat na probably tao, someone who would actually believe in you, trust you with whatever plan you have in life. And of course, basta't merong isang tao na nagsabing, uy, nandito lang ako. Eh, palagay ko, mas masisiyahan nga kayo pong to achieve that goal. And of course, because I'd like to say, andito din ako. Kaya ito pong awiting ko, talks about being here. Nandito ako. This song now, Nandito Ako Talaga, is for all of you. Dito lang po sa Tinig Pinoy on Planet FM 104.6.
Nais malaman, maaari bang magtanong? Alam mo bang matagal na kitang iniibig? Matagal na akong naghihintay, ngunit mayroon kang ibang minamahal. Para mo sa'yo. Huwag kang mag-alala, may nagmamahal sa'yo. Huwag kang mag-alala, may nagmamahal sa'yo. Nandito ako.
And this time I would like to play a song from Mr. Noel Caban.
Tayo ay matanda na, sana'y di tayo magbago. Kailanman, nasaan may ito ang pangarap ko. Makuha mo pa kaya ako'y hagan at yakapin. Thank you.
from 12:25 till 2 p.m. They will bring you the latest news and information,
OPM hits, and all the ins and outs in the Filipino community.
Listen to your lively afternoon radio every Saturday.
It's all here on Planet FM 104.6.
Every Sabado, ibang tinig Pinoy.
It's now time for our Balitang Pinoy. And of course, TP's Balitang Pinoy is brought to you by From Planet Travel. Booking your flight 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. At alam niyo po ba na napakarami pong mga specials ngayon ng Planet Travel? So, all you needed to do is visit the website sa www.planettravel.co.nz. And also, you can call them at 0800 11 11 3, or yung pong isa po yung kanilang 3771919, para po makita niyo yung mga specials nila. Alam niyo po, at this point, I'd also like to say belated happy birthday to Tita Edith, kasi po nag-birthday po siya ng 19th. That was Thursday. Oh, yeah, Thursday when she has. So, salamat po talaga kay Tita Edith. Siya po ang isa sa ating mga magigiting na sponsors dito po sa Tinig Pinoy. And of course, we're so thankful for her life and her all the blessings that she has given to the community. Especially po nung kung nanood po kayo nung Sinulog Festival nung last Sunday dun po sa North Shore Event Center. Nandun po isa sa sponsors na naman po ang ating Tita Edith. Kaya tayo po ay natutuwa every time po na, you know, yung ating pong nakikita siya na nagiging part po siya ng mga celebrations at talaga nagsasawang mag-support sa ating mga community events. Kaya naman po, you know, every time flourish din naman po dahil napaka ano po ng ating Tita Edith sa mga Pilipino nating mga community. Siya po ay napakaraman talagang matulungin po ever since. Kaya po yung kanilang website na planettravel.co.nz ay puntahan nyo po kung gusto nyo pong makakita ng magagandang pamasahe pang-uwi po ng ating bansa. At di lang po yun, di lang po sa ating bansa, all over the world po yan. Kaya wag po kayong maligaw, dahil the number to call is 0800 11 11 31 and 3771933, or better yet, yung 60, baka mapunta kayo sa Katibay, 60 Alfredson Road, that's in Manoriwa. At yung specials po, mga return to Manila 999, that's under $1,000. Meron pong mga 777, which is Manila via Malaysian Airlines. Meron din pong Philippine Airlines. Meron po silang mga balikbayan fare na 1,099. Meron pong mga China Airlines na 1,159. Meron pong mga Cebu, Davao, Calibo. Ay nako, nararating na po lahat yan. At kung meron po kayong mga friends, gusto nyo po mag-travel, mga low season, until November po yan. Pero pagdating na po syempre ng mga Christmas booking, ayan na po, medyo nagmamahal na po yung ating pamasahe. Pero incredible sights to be seen in the Philippines. Of course, there's more fun in the Philippines. Kaya naman po, yung mga packages nilang papuntang Boracay is something that you should not miss as well. Okay, sa una po nating pag-uulat, umpisahan po natin itong ating a news item. And ang ating pong una ay tungkol po dito sa sinabi ko nga sa inyo, ang ating pong news bit na ipapahayag sa inyo ay ang tungkol po sa construction of the common station to link Light Rail Transit Line 1, yung LRT 1, and the Metro Rail Transit or MRT Lines 3 and 7 is expected to start na raw po in December this year and be completed by April 2019. So this came after the Department of Transportation or the Department and the Department of Public Works and Highways concerned parties signed a MOA or the Memorandum of Agreement dun po sa na para ma-end na po yung deadlock spanning nearly 8 years. The agreement was signed by Transportation Secretary Arthur Tugadi and Public Works Secretary Mark Villar with LRT Authority Administrator Reynaldo Baroya, SM Prime Holdings Executive Chairman Hansi, Light Rail Manila Corporation Chairman Manuel V. Pangilinan, San Miguel Corporation President and Chief Operating Officer Ramon Ang, and the North Triangle Deep Commercial Corporation, represented by Ayala Land Incorporated, the Vice Chairman being Jaime Augusto Zobel de Ayala. The MOA is a result of the discussions made after signing of the parties last September 28 papo of a term sheet which identified the location of the common station. Covering 13,700 square meters, the common station would be located between SM North EDSA and Trinoma Malls in the vicinity of EDSA and North Avenue. The common station has three components, mainly Area A, which costs 2.8 billion peso, and covers the platform and concourse for LRT1 and MRT3 to be financed and built by DOTR, which is the Department of Transportation. And Ayala and partners in NTDCC will be funding Area B or the portion connecting Areas A and C. And for Area C, or where the platform for MRT7 is located, SMC or San Miguel Corporation would undertake as well as shoulder the costs. Wow, that's really something to look forward to. Imagine mo a link. A common station para magkaroon ng link yung dalawa. Wow, that's a very, very good endeavor. And of course, with all the people funding it and financing, that's really nice. Hopefully, wala pong masyadong mga undercut, mga under the table na usapan bakit nagkakaroon ng ganyan, no? Dahil, alam niyo naman, minsan sinasabi nila people, business people are lobbying to get the project just because they wanted to have something done as an effect, you know, yun, as a return favor. And hopefully, may nakita po silang value in doing this one, especially, you know, of course, kung nandun po sa vicinity na nga ng Trinoma, eh, syempre, saktong-sakto po yan dahil may mga SM din po dyan, di po ba? Anyway, that's really a good time to actually move on and para po ma-achieve nila yung April 2019. So they're, you know, working towards a common goal. At yeah, well done and good luck. So, sa pangalawa pong pag-uulat, Duterte, nagpasalamat daw po sa Papa. Sina si Papa? Anyway, sumulat po si Pangulong Rodrigo Duterte kay Pope Francis para ipaabot daw yung kanyang pasasalamat dahil nga sa pagbisita na to sa Pilipinas noong 2015 Enerong, well, di pa ho tapos yung ano na yon, controversial before na alam po natin ayon kay Presidential Peace Advisor Jesus Jureza na nasa Roma, Italy para sa peace talks nga po ng CPP, NPA at NDF. Dala niya po yung liham ng Pangulo para kay Pope Francis. Umasa raw po si Jureza na personal niyang maiabot kay Pope Francis ang sulat ng Pangulo sa pagpunta niya sa Vatican City upang humalik nga sa Sing Sing pa. Magugunita na naging controversial nga po noon si Duterte na isa pa lamang presidential candidate dahil maging ang Pope ay hindi nakaligtas sa mga mura po ng Davao City Mayor dahil sa nilikha nitong matinding traffic sa mga isinarang kalsada sa Maynila nang bumisita ito. Pero nililaw po ni Duterte na hindi si Pope Francis ang pinatutungkulan niya ng pagmumura kundi ang gobyerno dahil hindi ito naisaayos ang daloy ng trapiko nang bumisita nga ang banal na Papa. Well, alam po naman natin na medyo mabilis pong sa komentong at yun nga, medyo loose po yung bibig ng ating Pangulo. Pero most of the time, dahil nga yun parang nakagawian niya na it's a habit and you know, he lets it loose every time. Pero he doesn't probably really, yun nga, tama naman po siguro, he doesn't really want to pertain it to the Pope. Because at the end of the day, masyado pong, ano naman po yun, wala naman pong kasalanan yung Pope, di ba, na bumibisita lang po sa ating bansa. And it's for the good of everyone, for our, you know, population sa ating bansa na magkaroon po ng chance to meet the Pope. Pero nga, kung minsan nga ho, hindi nga napa-plan ahead. Kaya tama naman po na hindi naayos yung dali ng trapiko. Yun po yung ikina-frustrate ng ating Pangulong Duterte. So, yan. Maganda naman po yan at kahit na po late. Mabuti po na minsan yung sinasabi nga, hindi naman, it's never too late to say sorry. So, that's very good of him na nagbigay po siya ng ganung letter of apology. At sa business news, President Rodrigo Duterte has hosted a private dinner for the country's top business leaders in Malacañang. In attendance were Ayala Corporation Chairman Jaime Augusto Zobel de Ayala, Aboitiz Equity Venture Ramon Aboitiz, Metro Pacific Investments Corporation, NPLDT Chairman Manuel V. Pangilinan, SM Prime Board Member Hans T., LT Group President Michael Tan, International Container Terminal Services Incorporated Chairman Enrique Razon, and San Miguel Corporation's Ramon S. Ang. Former President Gloria Macapagal Arroyo, Finance Secretary Carlos Dominguez, Presidential Advisors for Entrepreneurship Joey's Concepcion, and Philippine Chamber of Commerce and Industry President George Barcelon also joined the dinner. Concepcion, in an interview with ANC, said the president was able to share to the business leaders how sincere he is in really helping the country in various issues. They were able to clear their minds on the wrong perception that they had with the president. They walked out extremely happy and confident that this country definitely is going to move forward. The entrepreneurship consultant also said Duterte was able to push for federalism. There's definitely no objection from the business community on this. And Barcelon, on his part, said one of the issues tackled in the gathering was unemployment. The number of unemployed still very high, and everybody agreed to have to build up human resources. So he also related the talk during dinner was very cordial with the president, even sharing stories of his life. For his part, Dominguez is said to have appealed to the businessmen to support the tax program being pushed by Duterte's administration. And Barcelon also said Duterte mentioned that a similar dinner meeting will be scheduled within the year, possibly in 6 months. Meanwhile, the peso against the New Zealand currency ay nakasit po at 30, kasi gumanda po itong ano natin, currency natin. I mean, bumagsak po ang New Zealand, pero like I said, gumanda po yung ano natin. Bumagsak po ang peso at tumaas po ang New Zealand kasi nag-35 po against New Zealand currency ang peso natin. Ngayon, 34.54. Pero yung New Zealand US, I think that was like 49 the other day, pero wala po ako ngayon nakuha. So, pasensya na po at pwede nyo naman pong makuha yan online. So, there you go, ang ating pong business news. Well, brought to you by good friends from Planet Travel. Booking your flights 7 days a week, 24 hours a day.
Sa Auckland at sa ibang sulok ng New Zealand ang JM Butchery.
Bakit daw?
Dahil sa JM Butchery, bukod sa laging press kompaninda nilang karne, napakamura pa ng kanilang presyo.
Ganun ba?
Kompletong paninda nila. May baka, baboy, manok at iba pa. Licensed butcher din si Joel ng JM Butchery. Kaya't sigurado kang masarap ang kanilang longganisa, tusino at tapa. Kaya punta na tayo sa 3-15 Manoroa Rota kanini.
Meron bang barbecue doon?
Pwede naman mag-call to order sa JM Butchery. Tawagan lang si Joel at Mena sa 299-3179.
Tayo na sa JM Butchery. JM Butchery, usap-usap talagang number one!
Box for Warners. padala ng balikbayan box?
Kakaba-kaba-kaba sa iyong box na padala, mag-Transfix ka na. Sigurado at maaasahan, may monthly shipment pa sila.
Transfix, balikbayan box forwarders.
Tumawag na sa 570-8986 o puntahan sa 52 Queens Road, Panmure para hindi ka na kakaba-kaba sa box na padala.
Mag-Transfix ka na!
It's now time for our Pinoy Showbiz.
And of course, it's Chika time with Showbiz. And sisimulan na daw po yung Pinulot Ka Lang Sa Lupa starring Julianne San Jose, Benjamin Alves, and LJ Reyes na magsisimula na ito. Meron din po ang Kapuso na Legally Blind na pinagbibidahan po ni Janine Gutierrez na ang kwento ay isang rape victim na nabulag pero naging apukado. Ang Impostora ay muling bubuhayin ngayong 2017 at pagbibidahan this time ni Chris Bernal with Ryan Eigenman. At wala na raw pong urungan ang case solved ni Ding Dong Dantes sa isang docudrama. Ang Celebrity Bluff ni Eugene Domingo, si Yugi, ay magiging daily na sa pagbalik nito sa ere at this time kasama niya si Edu Manzano bilang Master Bluffer. Wala na sa eksena si Jose Manalo. Bukod sa Telefantasia, meron pang comedy show si Regine Alcacid na Full House Tonight na mapapanood every Sunday at nag-umpisa po ito sa 18 po ng Pebrero. Pero hindi lang ito umanubas sa comedy show dahil meron din itong kantahan. At mapapanood din sa GMA 7 ang The Big One, isa sa mga sikat na Korean novela. Beginning po, I think, Nunes na pagbibidahan ni Park Seo-joon, Ko Joon-hee, and Choi Si-won. Ilan pa sa mga nakalinya nilang programa ang I Heart Davao, The Originals, The Ikay ng Lola Ko, Project Achieve, Lip Sync Battle, Philippines Season 3, and Texerie. Yan po ang Kapuso at wala naman daw po pang nung mga nagtatanong po kung anong proyekto na ibibigay kay Chris, wala raw po talaga pang kabalak-balakan GMA for Chris Aquino at this point. Sa Chika Bits, sino kaya daw ang makukuhang kapalit ng It's Showtime para kay Ann Curtis na bakasyon na sa show dahil nga po nag-aasikaso ng kanyang wedding na kung hindi raw po sa Pebrero ay baka sa Hunyo magaganap. Kailangan may makapalit daw po si Ann at dapat ay payag din itong mapaglaruan ng ibang co-host ng show. Aliw ng programa sa palitan nila ng biro ni Vice Ganda. Si Kim Chu na lang daw kaya na nabalita noon na papalit kay Ann. Game din daw po kasi si Kim sa mga lokohan at nasubukan na rin naman daw po siya sa nasabing programa. Eh bakit nga daw po maghahanap pa ng iba? Diba? Ngayon, sa Music Bus, si Zara G po ay napapag-usapan na naman dahil may mga movie with John Lloyd Cruz, may concert in November, may new album at mentor sa The Voice Teens. Yep, babalik na raw po sa dating gawi ang pop royalty na si Zara G. Sa pagpasok ng 2017, ayon po sa manager niyang si Mr. Vic Del Rosario. Naka-recharge na raw kasi si Zara at ngayon enjoy na uli siyang magtrabaho. Pinayagan kasi siyang magbakasyon ng 2 buwan ng kanyang bossing o kanyang manager last year. Nag-enjoy naman siya sa bakasyon, nakapahinga at since 2003 kasi puro trabaho ang ginawa ni Sarah kaya tama lang na nakapag-bakasyon siya. So active na naman daw po at alam na alam niya ang direction niya ngayon na kinatuwa na po ng kanyang boss Vic sa mga nakaraan nga po ay medyo alam niya na baka nalilito dito. Hanggang June na raw po ay puno ng schedule ni Sarah kaya kasama na rin dito ang schedule niya sa mga bagong endorsement. So far, mga 30 endorsements lang naman daw at may mga bago pang pumapasok. So there you go, very busy as a bee si Zara G. So ano pa naman ang hihilingin niya? So blessed naman pala siya, di po ba? And of course, Yan na po ang kabuuan ng ating chika for this afternoon. Kaya hoping nag-enjoy po kayo sa mga nabalitaan ninyo. At marami pa po. Next time po dito sa ating Tibas Chika at iba pa. And yes, dahil po enjoy na enjoy kayo dyan. At ako naman po ay nag-enjoy din sa inyong mga binigay na panahon sa akin. Ay bigyan ko kayo ng mga awitin right after sa ating pong patalastas.
Dinig Pinoy ito, your noontime radio show, alas 12:75. Until alas 12 ito, every Sabado, ibang tinig Pinoy.
May balitang Pinoy,
showbiz chika at music biz pa.
So join na kayo sa Tinig Pinoy 104.6 Planet FM.
Eh, sabi ko nga po sa inyo, retro tayo eh. So eto po, isang mula kay Miss Yoli Samson ng Cinderella. Ang boyfriend kong Baduy, para po sa inyo lahat.
Ang aking boyfriend, mahilig sa disco. Lagi sa disco, lahat ng Sabado. And when the kids go dancing na, lagi pa siyang nauuna. At ang sayaw pala niya, I must protect. Boyfriend kong Baduy. Ang aking boyfriend, ang guling magdami. At kung sa forma, mahirap lamangan. But when we go out dating na, kulay ng polo niya ay pula. Azul ang medyas. Yan ang boyfriend ko, di ko man di ka gusto. Siya ay in-na-in, ngunit out pa rin. Ang boyfriend kong Baduy. Boyfriend kong Baduy. Yan ang boyfriend ko, di ko matikang gusto. Siya ay in-na-in, ngunit out pa rin. Ang boyfriend kong Baduy.
Dini, dini, Sorry na talaga, kung ako'y medyo tanga, di ako nagigising, na ako na ang galit. huwag kang mawawala. Sorry.
From 12:25 till 2 p.m., Tinig Pinoy, latest news and information.
OPM hits and all the ins and outs in the Filipino community.
Listen to your lively afternoon radio every Saturday.
It's all here on Planet FM 104.6.
Show it, I may not know it, but but it's real as it can be. You need no season, I need no reason. When it's your heart singing, this was meant to be. Seeing eye to eye and feeling heart to heart, yes, we're both in love, both in love with each other from the start. Everything's magic when we're together. In this wonderland for two, there's nothing like it. Won't try to hide it. Anyone can tell there's nothing you can do. 'Cause you're both in love, both in love. See you. Each other from the start. There's no need to worry which stars we're under. We've got all we need to know. We have the answer forever after. You're the one for me and the one for you. 'Cause we're both in love, both in love. Seeing eye to eye, feeling heart to heart. Yes, we're both in love, both in love with each other.
Kung ako si John Lloyd, papansinin mo ba ako? Si Piolo, magpapa-picture ka ba? O kaya si Samuel B, nagkigitara at pogi? O kaya si Echo, pati si Enchon D? Si Alger, aabangan mo sa akin.
Of course, dahil po ngayon ay panahon na para bumati. Marami po nag-birthday, magbo-birthday, at marami po akong kilala na sobrang importante pong batiin natin talaga ng happy birthday. So, para po sa mga nakaraang birthday, belated happy birthday to Christian. Wow, another birthday for you, Christian. And I'm so happy na, you know, you celebrated another gift of life from the Lord. So, well done, girl. So, happy, happy birthday belated to you. And also to Pads Manny Colminar, to my kumare Thea Guadalupe, to James Ruiz Thompson, to Karen Carbunco, to David Ablaza, our relations in USA, to Tita Edith, my beloved Tita Edith Carpenter, to our niece Jerica Garcia, to sino pa ba mga nag-birthdays? Okay, si Rose Manlapig Advance, happy birthday to you. Marianne Isip, Tintin, advance happy birthday to you. To Father Ruben, advance. To CP De La Cruz, advance. To Alexis Pesimo, advance. To Michelle Chen, to my classmate Aya Pantaleon, to our good friend LV Peco, advance. To my brother Jeff Rocks, advance. Pero marami pa akong chance mag-greet sa inyo, so babatiin ko pa rin kayo, don't worry. To my classmate Cecil Lim Mabesa, to my adopted cousin Gloria Guarin, to CEJ, to my good friend Tintin Gonzaga, to our classmate Osang Abilgos, and of course today, happy happy birthday to Jessica David, to Inday Agnes Brown, and to Arpa Gonzalez. And of course, congratulations. Welcome to the Christian world to Ariana Esther Uy, ang ating baby sa Royal Oak Medical Center. So, we are so happy for you, Ariana, and also for the proud parents, Ryan and Sienna Recto Uy. And hoping na, you know, we'll have a very grand time today as we celebrate Ariana's christening. Ayan. So, yung mga iba pa ho, babatiin ko kayo closer to time. Marami pa ho pa tayong panahon. And yung mga iba po nating friends na, you know, meron kayong gustong batiin, paabot nyo lang po dito sa Tinig Pinoy ang pagbati at ipapahayag po natin para maka-shout out po kayo sa mga friends ninyo. And I barely have about, what, 7, well, roughly 6.5 minutes to go. So, gusto ko pong magbigay po ng pre-paalam, kasi pre-paalam. Dahil may mga nakalina pa ho akong songs for you, pero gusto ko pong magpaalam. Marami pong salamat sa muli dahil ako po natutuwa. Dahil another year for Tinig Pinoy has set in, and we've been, you know, heard from afar, from good homes. Nakakarating po tayo sa mga trabaho ninyo, sa mga kaibigan po natin na nagsasabing nakikinig sila sa Tinig Pinoy. Nagpapasalamat po talaga ako. Talaga naman pong happy pagka narinig ko pong nag-enjoy kayo sa mga ibinibigay nating mga chika, pati na po pagbati, lalo na po sa ating mga beloved na mga nanay, si Nanay Flora, kay Nanay Feli, Yumul, at si Nanay Flora Sakay, at sa lahat po ng mga friends natin from the north, the south, the central, and the west na mga nakikinig po sa atin sa Tinig Pinoy. Marami pong salamat sa inyong lahat, at sana wag po kayo magsawa. Kahit na po, abuti na po kayo na siguro puting-puti na po lahat ng mga buhok ninyo. Ika nga po ni Mr. Noy Volante. Kahit maputi na ang buhok, makinig pa rin po kayo dito sa Tinig Pinoy. At syempre, ako naman po hindi nagsasawa dahil, you know, every Saturday lang naman po tayo nagkakasama-sama dito. Kaya pinauunlakan ko po lahat ng mga kahilingan, at kung kaya ko rin lang po, eh ibinibigay ko mga awitin na gusto ninyong marinig para sa hapon. Kaya naman ako, indebted talaga po ako sa inyo. At ano pa ho ba ang pwede ko sabihin? Pare-pareho naman po tayong Pinoy. Kaya pare-pareho tayong gusto. Ito po, Pinoy na awitin para po sa inyong lahat. At hindi po yon. Ito, itong awitin po ni Mr. Noy Volante. Ang aking last song for all of you. So marami po salamat. Have a good afternoon. Ito po si Cookie nagsasabing paalam na po. Same time, same dial. Dito po sa Planet FM 104.6 ang Tinig Pinoy sa susunod na Sabado. Magandang hapon po and God bless you all.